T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about the groove? The
summer tunes.
To move romance.
Don't forget, we got Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. When you call in at any time during the day, if you want to weigh in and give us a weather report or a road report, we will gladly take that. And I know you normally have a really great toss. I just want to get to this one real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Bleacher Report, which is the sports department over at CNN, has come out with every Major League Baseball team's Mount Rushmore. The 4 greatest players that would be on the Mount Rushmore of every Major League team.
Okay.
Care to guess the 4 faces that would be on the mountain?
George Brett.
For the Kansas City Royals. George Brett is obvious.
George Brett would be one of them. Is Frank White on there?
I'm going to let you guess your 4.
I'm going to say George, Frank White. I'm going to go with like a Hosmer, I think. And like Bo Jackson.
Okay.
That was good.
That's a good list. That's a really good list. Yeah. Kara Markser?
You got to go with George.
Yeah, you have to.
And then I'm going to say
Haven't been alive long enough to
Salvi?
Know.
Yeah, maybe.
Wow, you're putting Salvi on your Mount Rushmore.
Because
okay.
he helped us win the World Series.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of guys have done that.
Mm-hmm.
Who else was on the 85 World Series team?
Oh, like Saberhagen.
Yeah, Saberhagen. He could go up there.
You're just throwing names out now, aren't you?
Who is it? Tell me.
You got 1 right.
1?
You got 2.
Hey.
George and Salvi?
George Brett. Brett Saberhagen.
That was my guess.
Kevin Apier.
Okay.
And Alex Gordon.
And Gordon. Okay. Duh, Gordon. Of course, Gordon.
How in the name of Sam Hill is Frank White not on this list?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, that guy, I almost feel sorry for Frank White, you know, because he's having financial problems, apparently, allegedly, I don't know. But things are not looking good for Frank White right now. But he's been in this studio. He's a gentleman and a scholar. And he's one of 3 people with their, if you don't count Jackie
Robinson.
But
the Bleacher Report doesn't have anything to do with local politics.
No, they
wouldn't know.
Right. Of course they wouldn't. But how do you not put Frank White on that list?
He's always been the kind of redheaded stepchild of the Royals.
He really has.
For some reason.
I mean, it's like everybody wants to just kick this guy. Oh, you weren't George Brett, but you played with George Brett. Okay.
Which, by the way, did you see this week? And I'm not looking to get into this or make it a topic. That it is sort of through a loophole legal. I'm going to say this slowly, legal for him to use his campaign money that was raised for his campaign to pay the lawyer's fees for the investigation against him.
Hmm.
That is legal in the state of Missouri.
Do we want to talk about the situation involving this Empire actor, Jussie Smollett? In Chicago, Illinois. Because I wake up this morning at 4 o'clock. I had to run to the restroom. You know, got the prostrate thing going on. And so I run to the restroom, and I'm sitting there, and I'm reading Twitter. And I just see on my contacts on Twitter, like, notifications from Dana, like, 4 hours prior. Ugh. 2 men have been taken into custody.
2 Nigerian brothers.
They have not been charged, but they have been taken into custody.
They've been questioned.
In connection with the alleged racist and homophobic attack on Empire actor Jussie Smollett, The two men are identified as Nigerian brothers, Karamarkser.
Mm-hmm.
The spokesman for the Chicago Police Department said both were arrested but not charged.
Arrested on suspicion of assault and battery.
Sources claim the attack was allegedly planned. Now, here's the interesting part. Sources claim, and multiple Chicago outlets reported this last
night. Multiple big-time reputable Chicago news stations are reporting this.
Sources claim the attack was allegedly planned by Smollett, and the persons of interest could have been co-conspirators after learning that Smollett's character was going to be taken off of the show Empire. He was going to be killed off, apparently, from the show. They are suggesting, the sources, that the suspects being questioned by police staged the attack because Smollett's character was being written off the show. Blah, 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 blah. The sources claim that this is all a big hoax, that Smollett and these two Nigerian brothers planned and plotted this entire thing.
Police are denying that?
Police are denying that.
And
that
so are the
correct.
Producers of the television show, which say Smollett's character is not being written off.
Police, here's the best way to say this. Police don't know. They don't know what happened.
I bet they do.
They have said they are investigating the possibility that Smollett staged the incident with the help of these two brothers. It's very hard for me to believe that it is a coincidence that these two brothers knew and know Justin Smollett.
One of them was a cast member on Empire.
One of them was an extra on Empire. So if you look at this statistically, what are the odds you would be attacked in Chicago by two people saying racial hateful things who know you and got along with you on the set of Empire? It's astronomical that would be how this played out.
I said from day one, and I was careful. Dana could attest to what I was really saying off the air, but I was a little bit more careful on the air. I haven't believed this story since day one. Would you agree with that, Karamarkser? I said that in the newsroom?
You have.
I have said that this is a hoax. This is not a real crime. And here are the many reasons why. Number one, and I'm not going in any particular order. He walked into his apartment with the noose tied around his neck. Didn't even bother to remove the noose from his neck. Number two, I find it very hard to believe that two men would just walk up and down the street at 2:00 in the morning with a noose at the ready and a bottle of bleach. Number three, Jussie Smollett would never let the police look at his cellular telephone. Not one time. Number three, Chicago is one of the most surveilled cities in these United States, and yet there is absolutely no video of what occurred. And lastly, and just added to the list, he claimed that the perpetrators yelled homophobic and racist remarks to him. We have now learned that they're brothers from Nigeria, which is predominantly, overwhelmingly black. Black people from Nigeria are walking down the street screaming racist slurs at a fellow black man? I find that hard to believe.
He looked Robin Roberts in the eye.
Oh, yeah, he cried even.
Wednesday
said the
morning.
F-bomb. Said the F-bomb yesterday.
And said, I respect too much the people who, and I am now one of those people, who have been attacked in any way. You do such a disservice when you lie about things like this.
Mm-hmm. There is something else going on. I will say now, without question, he's lying, allegedly, in my opinion. There is no way that this occurred.
Daily Mail says the brothers are friends with Smollett. He follows them on Instagram and sometimes works out with them.
Hmm. And yet they yelled racist and homophobic slurs at him.
Is it possible?
Attacking him with a noose and a bottle of bleach. And they are black, are they not? They are black.
Is it possible that these two men that police did see on surveillance, sort of around the area of the time, they've never seen the attack on surveillance, by the way.
Because it doesn't exist.
Doesn't mean that. They just can't find it.
It means it doesn't exist.
They saw these two young men on surveillance, figured out who they were, brought them in for questioning. It just so happens they know Jussie Smollett. Is it possible that these two men know Jesse Smollett and had nothing to do with this? They just happened to be out that night walking around.
Kara, I don't believe that is what the police are saying. Is that right? They're saying these are the two men who were somehow engaged in whatever occurred
with
Jesse Smollett.
They are calling them potential suspects.
Yes.
Okay.
Potential suspects.
Which is a change from persons of interest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's called an upgrade. You just got upgraded. I don't know that they committed a crime, by the way.
Why stage an incident like that? Just follow me here. Because you think you're going to be written off the show, by the way, something Empire denies. None of this makes any sense. Why would you do this?
Because you're nuts. People are just nuts. People are crazy. God is good, beer is great, and people are crazy. Mm-hmm. Seriously. Who called it from day one?
I am not ready to say definitively they're all in on this together.
Well, somebody's in on something. The two people that are now, quote, suspects.
Know him.
Happen to know him. They follow each other on Instagram. One of them appeared on the same stupid show.
It would be awkward to attack someone randomly that as you're attacking them, you realize you know.
And it would also be really weird for two black people to shout racist slurs at a fellow black person and attack him for being black when you're black.
It would be rare.
Highly uncommon. And I'm telling you this, if Jesse Smollett did stage this whole thing, which is what two reputable network TV stations in Chicago are reporting.
They're saying police are looking into the possibility that
he needs to go to prison.
Oh.
From the text line, why do you not believe this guy? I believe him wholeheartedly. Signed, Jose Canseco.
576-776-7798. All right, telephone number is 576-7798. We'll get to your calls here in just a moment. But there are some serious cracks in the armor of Jesse Smollett's story. He is the actor from Empire who claims that as he was coming home to his apartment at 2 o'clock in the morning from a subway in Chicago, that he was assaulted. A noose was thrown around his neck. He was peppered with bleach. And that the attackers, two men, shouted racial and homophobic slurs at him. This story is falling apart really quickly. They have two suspects in custody for questioning. They are two brothers from Nigeria. They are both black, who apparently, allegedly, yelled racist slurs at Jesse Smollett, who also happens to be black. We should also point out that one of these suspects also appeared in the same TV series, and they all follow each other on Instagram and work out together. The story is falling apart. But yet, he went on Good Morning America yesterday and said he would be a fool to make up this kind of a story. But it's falling apart. Winter storm, of course, is making its way through Kansas City. Let's bring in Chief Meteorologist from Channel 9, Brian Busby, good friend of the program. Hello, Brian.
Hello there again, Scott. How are you?
Is it over?
Not yet, but it's certainly a lot better in that the visibilities have come up quite a bit, and as far as any additional snowfalls, it looks like the amounts should not be as heavy as what we had going on earlier. As we talked about last night, the best part of the day would be early before it started. The worst part of the day would be around noon, and now we're seeing some improving conditions, at least for the evening commute, but we're not totally out of the woods yet. I still don't see the back edge moving through at least for another hour to two.
All right. How many inches total?
Right now, still about 4 to 5 inches of snow. I haven't seen 6 yet, partially because it's grainy. It's small flakes, so it takes them a while more to accumulate. But as they were coming down midday, man, I mean, the visibilities were cut down, and at some times it looked like we had an inch an hour at that rate, and we have nowhere near that right now. So, yes, there will be some snow for the evening drive, but it should not be as difficult as what we had over lunch.
Okay. Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome, guys.
All right, be good, man.
We also want to mention we are following the active shooter situation unfolding in Aurora, Illinois. The suspect via Twitter from multiple agencies, including the city of Aurora, all reporting the suspect is in custody. There are multiple victims, some civilian, some police officers.
No deaths that we know of.
They are saying the officers' injuries are stable. They are in stable condition at the hospital.
All right, let's go to the phones. Steve in Mission. Hello, Steve.
Yeah, guys. Man, Dana, that voice is getting me going, man. I got to sort of slide over baby hour, man.
I'm trying okay. to get to five.
Okay.
Well, listen, this Jesse Smollett thing. Now, the way this was reported originally was they were saying "Make America Great" slurs. They were not, you know, the other
stuff.
That's
a great point.
The other stuff is also true, but the way this is going to go down is this guy, I guess they were texting each other on a dating app or something, and the guy was going to get fired from Empire. So why is that not getting reported? That that's what I've never understood about the hate crime thing. Why is that worse than anything else? Because they never really report what was actually done when the guy recants this. You know, they always recant the story, but it's never like, oh, the guy was saying it was Trump slurs. No, the guy was saying he was just getting insulted. I mean, the media's got to do a better job of accurately pulling this back and saying, look, this is what happened, and they're just trying to take political advantage of this thing. Because it's just so obvious. It's so obvious that no black guy is going to be yelling "Make America Great" slurs. It just doesn't make any logical sense.
No, you bring up a good point, and one that I had forgotten. Quite frankly, I wasn't ignoring it. He claimed Jussie Smollett also did claim. You're right. Not only did they make racist and homophobic slurs against him, but they also shouted "Make America Great Again." Now, I would find it hard to believe, it's possible, but I would find it hard to believe that two brothers from Nigeria who happen to be black, who work out with Jussie Smollett, who follow him and he follows them on Instagram, one of the brothers from Nigeria has appeared on the show Empire, were beating him, putting a noose around his neck, pouring bleach on him, and shouting, "Make America Great Again." You're absolutely right. Newsroom Kara Markser.
Still slow going on the roads this afternoon, even as the heaviest snow winds down. More next.
Hey, when you're looking for a new car, you want three things. You want comfort, you want affordability, and in conditions like this, you want safety. You get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. I drove to work today in the Subaru Forester. Took a little longer than I expected, but that was because of traffic and road conditions. But I've never felt more safe in a car. The Subaru Forester handled like a champ. And I was recently driving the Kia Sportage. I also drove that in snowy conditions. Great car. Every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty. If it's gadgets and options you like, Kia has more for your money. More bang for your buck. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay. And when it comes to safety on a day like this, I don't need to remind you that Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. And right now at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself. Then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
3:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Emergency responders asking everyone to slow down and, if you can, stay off the roads this afternoon. MoDOT's Markle Johnson.
We need to have a clear path so we can clear the roadway. So if folks can stay home, that'll help us a great deal.
At least one person has been killed. That happened in a 15-car pileup on I-70 by Oak Grove this morning. In Aurora, Illinois, an active shooter now in custody at a manufacturing plant. An employee at Henry Pratt Company told ABC 7 News that he ran out of the back door as the shooting unfolded. The man says he recognized the gunman and that he works at the company. And he said the gunman had a pistol with a laser. No official word yet on the number of people hurt. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
You've heard me bragging about these stunning homes out at Cottonwood Canyon, and I know it doesn't seem like golf weather right now, but golf weather will be here before you know it. Make your reservation for a private tour of those homes out at Cottonwood Canyon, right smack dab on top of Canyon Farms Golf Club. Just a quick stroll from your front porch. And did I mention maintenance is provided out there? Gorgeous homes, estate-style lots, and no maintenance. They will do your lawn, your snow removal. We could use that today. And your trash pickup, all provided. A limited number of lots available at Cottonwood Canyon. Give them a call for your private tour. 913-492-4444. 913-492-4444 or cottonwoodcanyonks.com. cottonwoodcanyonks.com.
The winter weather advisory continues for the National Weather Service. The occasional snowfall will persist through the afternoon time. We're going to start to ease up on the intensity of the snow through this evening, and it should come to an end right around 8, 9 o'clock. Gradual clearing as the night goes on, or low right around 10 degrees. A little bit of sunshine for Saturday, the high upper 20s. By Saturday evening, we have a new system drawing in some light snow that may mix with freezing rain or freezing drizzle. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
Still light snow falling. It is 14 degrees at KCI. We're looking at 16 in Blue Springs. It is 16 degrees at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our news, 98.1 KMBZ.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find
telephone number here is 576-7798 if you want to weigh in. We are monitoring the situation of a workplace shooting in Aurora, Illinois. The shooter has been apprehended. At least four people have been wounded. Police officers, they are in stable condition. There are no reports of any fatalities, thank God. So if you want to check on that, we'll be updating that throughout the afternoon. Let's pray that nobody else gets hurt or certainly nobody dies. We're talking about, speaking of Chicago and Chicago, Illinois, the actor in the show Empire, Jussie Smollett, his story is falling apart. It has not completely fallen apart. The police are not willing yet to say that this was a hoax, but it is starting to look more and more that way. 576-7798. Aaron in Kingsville. Aaron, what up?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well, man.
I was just giving my weather report. You know, it seems like every time it snows, I'm in Topeka headed back to Kingsville. So the roads from Topeka were much better than in Missouri. So, but the whole thing with the Jussie Smollett, you know, it did stink from the beginning. I don't remember seeing any pictures of him where he looked like he was beaten very badly. And if you're going to put a noose around someone's neck, there's going to be blood,
a struggle,
and scratches, and scrapes. I mean, there's going to be defensive and offensive wounds. I mean, his hands would have been, you know, covered in scrapes and bruises from fighting back. Unless they had tasered him or, you know, somehow subdued him, you know, to where he was completely incapacitated.
Yeah, but, and Aaron, the biggest thing Scott said when the story broke was that Chicago is one of the most surveilled cities in America.
Correct.
And police could not find anything corroborating the attack.
Correct. And, you know, it just didn't sound right. If he would have said somebody ran up to him and threw bleach or acid in his face and ran away, I'd have bought it. And I think more people would have bought it, you know, hook, line, and sinker, than they put a noose around my neck. And you get it, and you don't have any ligature marks.
And Aaron, if I can jump in for a second, and certainly I would welcome your response to this, I don't want to believe that he's lying. I can't help but believe that he's lying, and here's why. The noose around the neck and the bleach, okay? I can distinctly remember the day that this story broke and it was reported on the news, and I turned to Kelly and I said, there's something about this story that just stinks to me. And here's why. He walked back to his apartment with the noose around his neck. That I found to be hard to believe. If somebody had attacked me and put a noose around my neck, the first thing I'm going to do when they have departed or left is to take the noose off of my neck. Okay? The second thing was, I found it hard to believe that two men would walk up and down the street in the middle of the night. This was 2 o'clock in the morning with a noose, which I don't know how you conceal that, and a bottle of bleach. I mean, if you're looking to get approached in a relatively wealthy part of Chicago,
by a police officer,
walk around with a noose and a bottle of bleach and see right. how long it takes them to go, sir, why are you doing that, sir?
If you're going to be brave enough to do something like that and you're successful enough, which that's not something to be successful about, but if you were successful enough to get it around someone's neck and you're that driven to do something like that, the person's not going to survive because you're going to have them hung up in a tree. And that, I mean, it's terrible, and I don't want you to think I believe in anything like that, but if you're that driven to cause that kind of harm, you're probably going to kill the person if you get a noose around their neck. Yeah. That's my thought on it.
Well, if you're willing to put a noose around somebody's neck, and I have never taken life, thank God, but if you're going to put a noose around somebody's neck and pour bleach on them, you're sure not going to make sure that they're able to identify you in the future.
Correct.
You're going to kill them.
I agree.
But this story stinks to hog heaven.
If, in fact, it turns out that this was a hoax.
Are you still thinking it might not be?
I think there are too many red flags here. I really do. If it turns out that this did not happen.
He's lying.
And I think these Nigerian brothers, when they get them into an interrogation room, will flip pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this is what happened.
They're going to squeal like a pig.
The charge would be filing a false police report.
Right.
But think about the man hours Chicago police officers or detectives would have wasted. Days and days of man hours, Scott, just trying to track down the surveillance video, the mm-hmm. Ring cameras, going door to door to the businesses, trying to figure out what happened. It's going to be 2 weeks worth of wasted time in a city where they have bigger fish to fry.
Which is why, Dana, I think you kind of raised your eyebrows about this earlier. I said he should go to prison. And here's why. It's not for filing the false police report. That in and of itself is horrible. If this turns out to be true, that he did make this whole story up, that this was a hoax. Maybe it was some sort of meeting, and I use meeting in air quotes, that...
Like consensual meeting?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And it just didn't work out the way that he wanted, and so, or he needed attention, or he was mad that he thought his character was being written off the show Empire, whatever. That's filing a false police report. That's roughly, if I'm not mistaken, a misdemeanor, and most people don't really bat an eye. Here's where I think you have to go to prison, at least for a short amount of time. And it's because of who you are,
right?
And you drew so much attention. I don't know Jussie Smollett from Adam.
I don't watch that show. I never heard his name.
Never heard of the guy in my life until this story broke. However, apparently some people do know who Jussie Smollett is, okay? The police spent countless man hours, held news conferences, scoured every damned video in that city, in that area. He crossed a financial line, in my opinion, into it being a felony. And you have...
What's the law?
Well, the felony theft is $500. Now, I don't know what the law is for man hours of the police department and stuff like that. Yeah, I don't know. But shame, if this turns out to be a hoax, shame on him. And shame isn't even a strong enough word. You went on Good Morning America yesterday and cried and told people I would have to be a horrible human being to make something like this up. Well, it's starting to look, son, like you did. The two people who were screaming at you racist remarks and make America great again were black Nigerian brothers.
You do realize it's possible we never know. If these two brothers were involved and they refuse to tell police what actually happened.
And they don't have to because they
don't have to.
They've committed no crime.
We're never going to know.
They have committed no crime. So, no, they don't technically. And if they're smart, they've lawyered up, and their lawyer is saying, don't say a word. You've committed no crime. 576-7798. Brian in Midtown. Hello, Brian.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Hi, go ahead.
So, this morning, I'm gonna jump on 2 points here. One, this morning I drove out to Richmond. It was really bad. We probably did 20 miles an hour the whole way. On the way back, we were probably doing about 45, maybe even getting up to 50. Going from 70 to 35 northbound, both directions, because it's overpass ramps, have semis stuck on them. Mm. And jumping over to this Smollett thing, yeah, I mean, you know, the biggest thing is the noose. I mean, you would take anything that anybody put on you off. That's the first thing you would try and take off.
And why didn't you know, he? Why didn't he?
Exactly. You know, in college, hazing, anything of that, because I went to college, when, you know, you get into a dorm and everything like that, you know, yeah, you get hazed, you get this, you get that. But the first thing you want to take off after that is the shirt or whatever they put on you. You know, you go home, take a shower, if they wrote on you, whatever. And, you know, he didn't.
Hey.
Something as simple as that, he didn't take off.
Ryan, thank you for the call, man. You have a great weekend. 576-7798.
You know, I have a ton of Third Love bras in my top drawer, ladies. I've had them for years, and there is a reason. You will find your perfect fit. All you have to do is go to thirdlove.com/KMBZ and find your perfect fit today. If you're like me and you could never quite find something that fit just right, go to thirdlove.com. Take their fit finder quiz, answer a very few quick questions, and they will ship your perfect fit to your door. You're going to love the comfort. You're going to love the quality. And remember, they have the most sizes of any brand. Cups A through H, bands up to 48, each size designed specifically for your perfect fit. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. They're offering my listeners 15% off your first order today. Go to thirdlove.com/KMBZ. 15% off today. thirdlove.com/KMBZ.
It's hot here at night, lonely black and white on a hot summer night. Don't be afraid of the world we made on a hot summer night.
We only play in summer songs today. Because it might look like white death out there. But I promise you, just be patient. It's right around the corner. We're almost there, gang. Just hang tight. Sam in Raytown. Sam, hello, my friend.
Hello. Hi.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So my point was to the point that you brought up earlier, that it's unlikely that somebody of Nigerian background would do this to Jussie Smollett. But my take on it is that race is a very complex, even within what the outside may call in the black race. Within the black race, there can be still racism. So I don't think that takes away from the credibility that this could be a true story. There is a divide between people of direct African descent or, you know, from one of the countries in Africa to compared to African Americans. We are so far removed, and I would say I'm African American as well. So far removed, although we have the same color skin or similar color skin, there still could be racial discrimination.
But there are other things you have to factor in, Sam, if I may just jump in for a second. First of all, he claimed that these were people who shouted racial epithets at him, screamed, "Make America Great Again." It turns out that these two Nigerian brothers who happen to be black, he also does as well, all work out together and are friends or followers of each other on Instagram. Don't you find that to be a little bit weird?
It is a little bit. I don't know the details of who's following who, but if you really want to target somebody, you're probably going to follow them on social media. And then the other thing is that racial slurs, I know from history, and you know, there might be some people of Nigerian background listening in on the call, but there are some specific slurs against African Americans in some of the languages in Nigeria.
Do you know what, Sam? I don't understand two things. I don't understand if he made this up. Why? I need a why. Why would you do that? It makes no sense to me. Why? That's number one. Number two, if these brothers were involved, let's say it was a tryst gone wrong and the whole bleach noose thing is a hoax. Let's just say that for one moment. If you are these brothers, why would you go along with that and lie to police?
Money.
To me, if I'm this Nigerian brother and someone is saying to me that I just kind of know on the fringe, I need you to go into the Chicago Police Department and lie to detectives about something you had nothing to do with, why would you lie?
Yeah, besides money, I can't think of any other motivation.
Scott has wondered from day one, and a caller pointed this out. It was a caller that said, I think this is what happened, that maybe there was some type of consensual something.
Meeting.
With these three. And for whatever reason, it went south. And this was kind of the story that was born out of that encounter. That crosses a lot of boxes, in my opinion, Scott. You can check mark the why. Well, that's embarrassing. I don't want that getting out. You can check mark the why would the brothers lie. They don't want it getting out. So let's just say this was an attack and hopefully all this goes away. Is the only thing I can come up with where it would make sense to fabricate the attack part.
From the Lawrence Police Department's Twitter page, a new rhyme coming out this afternoon. Go home. Stay there. Don't break the law. Snow everywhere. Robert in Raymore. By the way, if you don't follow the Lawrence Police Department, they are very witty.
They're awesome.
So they're at Lawrence, Kansas underscore PD. Let's go to Robert in Raymore. Hello, Robert.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I love the show. I listen to it for 2 hours every day on the way home.
Thank you, honey.
God bless you, man.
So my one thing, a couple things I want to say. The one, why would they do it? Well, just like Scott said, he didn't know who he was before. Now everybody knows who he is.
Yeah.
Second thing I want to know, how do you feel about if someone falsifies a hate crime towards another person, whether it be gender, race, religion, do you feel like they should be punished at the same extent as someone performing the hate crime?
No.
As the person falsifying it? I mean, because in my opinion, if you're going to accuse someone of a hate crime, you're basically creating a hate crime towards the other person, whether it be the gender, race, or religion.
No.
I'll listen off the air.
Okay, all right. Well, to answer your question, the answer is no. There is a difference between committing the actual crime and then claiming a crime had like that had been committed against you. For example, if a woman claims that she has been raped but has not been raped, do we put her in prison for 30 years? Of course we don't. Should she be shamed and shunned and go to prison for a little while? Yes. But no, you don't equate the claim of a crime. Now, granted, I take that all back. If somebody is accused of rape who did not commit a rape, for example, and goes to prison for 20 years and then is cleared of that crime, the person who falsely accused that person of rape,
I agree,
damn well better go to prison for a long time. However, if we're going to do the Dana and Parks jury here, and I get to be the judge on this case, and let's say that Jussie Smollett is making this up, we don't know that for a fact yet, but things seem to be pointing in that direction, I say he goes to prison for 1 year.
I do say, personally, I get the point of you falsified a report, wasted all this time, and got all these people upset, and you should be in trouble for that. Maybe there should be a slightly worse punishment for falsifying a hate crime.
Something in
because
between.
Because not only did you now do all this, you've now taken away the legitimacy of the next one.
Right, exactly, Rod. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Caremark, sir.
Happening now in KMBZ. Plenty of crashes this afternoon thanks to the snow. More next.
Dana right here for Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. We had some listeners come out to Liberty yesterday, and two of the women said to me, I want to see your mother's ring. Show me your mother's ring. And they loved it, as I love it. I wear it every single day. And it is one of about a million different things that Scott and Steve could create for you at Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. Go in, give them a call, sit down by private appointment only. Let them design something for you. They will design it for you. They will sell it directly to you. And because of that, man, are you going to save sometimes thousands and thousands of dollars. If you've never shopped the wholesale route, I always say you can price them first, you can price them last. It does not matter. Wholesale prices will not be beat in the fine jewelry industry. It just won't. Give them a call, 913-660-9609 for your appointment, 913-660-9609 or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.